Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know, life can feel a little like one of those bumper cars at the carnival sometimes, right? Just constant bumping, jostling, people pushing their way into your space. Today, we're tackling something crucial, setting healthy boundaries in our lives. Because let's be real, folks, without boundaries, we basically open invitations for chaos and exhaustion. So, what are we talking about here? Boundaries are like invisible fences around our time, energy, emotions, and even physical space. They're the clear lines we draw to protect ourselves from being overwhelmed, taken advantage of, or just plain drained. Think of it this way. Would you let anyone wander into your home uninvited, rummage through your stuff, and make themselves at home without asking? Probably not. It's the same with our mental and emotional well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This one seems obvious, right? But it's easy to get caught up in pleasing everyone else and lose sight of what you need. Take some time to reflect what drains your energy. What activities leave you feeling depleted? What are your non-negotiables? Once you know your limits, you can start saying no more confidently. Communicate clearly. Now, this doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It means expressing your needs and expectations in a respectful but firm way. Practice using I statements like, I need some quiet time to recharge after work. Or, I'm happy to help, but I can only commit to X amount of time. 3. Don't feel guilty. This is huge. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your own well-being. Don't let anyone guilt-trip you into doing something that doesn't align with your boundaries. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they require ongoing attention and reinforcement. If someone constantly pushes your limits, gently but firmly remind them of your boundaries. Over time, people will learn to respect your space. 5. Forgive yourself. Let's be real, we all slip up sometimes. If you find yourself crossing a boundary, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. There's no need for self-criticism, just focus on doing better next time. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything out of obligation or fear of disappointing people? That's a sign that your boundaries might be a little too loose. Think about a friend who always calls you late at night with their problems, leaving you feeling drained and unable to unwind. Or maybe it's a coworker who constantly dumps their work on you, taking advantage of your willingness to help. These are classic examples of boundary violations that can chip away at your energy and well-being. Now, setting boundaries doesn't mean becoming a hermit or shutting people out completely. It's about finding the sweet spot where you can be supportive and kind while also protecting yourself from being overextended or taken advantage of. So, what are the biggest takeaways here? Remember to know your limits, communicate clearly, don't feel guilty for saying no, be consistent with your boundaries, and forgive yourself when you make a slip up. Boundaries aren't just about protecting yourself, they're also essential for healthy relationships. When we set clear boundaries, we create space for mutual respect, trust, and understanding. Want to take action right now? Think about one area in your life where you need to establish clear boundaries. Maybe it's with a friend who constantly borrows money or a colleague who always sends emails after hours. Take a few minutes to jot down some specific boundaries you could set in that situation. Remember, small steps can lead to big changes. Thanks for tuning into Clarity First. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who needs a little boundary boost. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and focus, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.